He's my oldest son, and I'm very proud of him.
And when he asked, it was kind of an ask and a tell, almost. It was, if you can come and sing, can you sing Mary, Did You Know? So I said, sure. But the song has a lot of meaning. But when I think about Christmas, and my brain kind of works in funny ways sometimes, and I, working in our youth, Rachel and I volunteer at our church with our youth pastor. So we have a lot of fun with our youth in our small group. And they know my brain is kind of, you know, out there sometimes when I talk and when I think things about different people in the Bible, my perspective is a little bit different. And I think looking at the nativity and looking at the long road that Mary and Joseph had to take, I know what it was like for Rachel and I when we found out that we were going to have Levi. It was excitement. It was that moment of, oh, dear Lord, this is going to be exciting, but kind of nervous. I can't imagine what Mary must have felt when an angel appeared to her and said, you're not only going to have, I mean, we didn't have any angels coming to us and saying, hey, you're going to have a baby. An angel said, you're not only going to have a baby, you're going to have the Son of God. That must have been so overwhelming. In that long trip that she had to Bethlehem, I can only imagine the thoughts that she was thinking. What is he going to look like? What is he going to act like? Is he going to be perfect? Is he going to mess up? Is he going to fall down and bust his knee on something? Or is he going to be perfect? I can only think of all of the thoughts that she would have been, with Rachel and I, there's so many things that we hope for and pray for Levi. I can only imagine that Mary would have probably had some of those same thoughts.
That your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby would one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect plan, and the sleeping child holding is the
And I know it never starts out when the person that's singing says, I'm going to try to do this. But I think you'll understand why in just a minute. Rachel and I, found out in October, the middle of October, that I was being let go of my job. I worked for Spring Arbor University, and they have had some massive budget cuts, and it was totally unexpected. And the HR guy that was in my office said, it's nothing that you've done. It's nothing. There's no performance issues here. We just have to make cuts, and your position has been selected. And we knew that God had a plan. Sometimes, I was sharing with somebody this morning even, sometimes God's blessings come in different ways. Sometimes what we think is meant to harm us is actually a protection for us. Rachel and I determined, after getting over the initial shock, I guess would be a good word. There were several minutes of that day and the day that followed that we were just kind of scratching our head and still frustrated and upset and angry and hurt and all those emotions that everybody has in situations like that. And I know you all have experienced similar things. But we determined that no matter what, we're going to praise him in our storm. We're going to praise him through the good and the bad and the shortfalls that may come and the victories that may come when we find a new job. I hope whatever your situation is this morning, that you can praise him in the middle of whatever circumstance you're going through. I hope you can determine to do that.
Pat?
How do you set this back to piano? The piano sound? I can't find it. We'll just go with it.
We pray for blessings. We We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken deed, yet love us way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know your name? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. As if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while, you hear each desperate plea and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know that pain reminds this heart that this is not our home. It's not our home. Raindrops. What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if my greatest disappointments or the aching of this life is a revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? And what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in disguise?
Just ask you right now, as your man comes to bring the message, Lord, I pray that you would speak through him. Encourage us this morning by the words that he speaks that are from you. Lord, we ask you to touch our hearts, to open our eyes, open our minds to new possibilities in you. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.